here at our funeral home, the crematory is in actually in a regular part of the buildings versus being in a garage setting. So the reason we do that is that that way, if there's rituals, for instance, when any families or something, they can come right in off our main room. That what you're seeing in front of you is actually an electronic hoist, hydraulic hoist. So many times we will bring the person in, they're in a container, and so this will go up and down because the crematory does, it sits about, the entry to the crematory is about 3.5 feet off the floor. So usually we have to lift the person, you know, up, and so that we put the body on, it raises it, and then we would roll the body in. The door is about 450 pounds, and when we open it, you're going to see, basically, it's going to kind of look like a hearth. Let me turn the power on there. So as you look into the chamber, the cremation chamber, there's actually two parts. So part of it is it's all lined with fire brick. And when it's brand new, of course, the floor would be totally smooth. But it's like anything, like a kiln, that over time it wears. And we have to replace the floor off and on or repair the floor or whatever. It usually takes about 2.5 to 3 hours.
Does someone have to be in here with it while that happens?
No, I mean, once it, you know, it pretty much starts, I mean, it's, no. I mean, once we place the body in, we make sure there's a thing on here that says safe run and afterburner. And what that means is there's two levels to it. So when the cremation, it actually starts underneath the main floor of the crematory itself, where the body is the air is pulled down below, and there's baffles that goes through to cool it and to clean it. So that way, when the heat escapes, it's escaping, I think it's around 1200 degrees, but it cools everything. So if somebody said, oh my goodness, I'm getting X out of the, you know, it's very clean going out. After the cremation, we have a like a metal rake broom sort of thing that we clean out the crematory, and the bone, it becomes very brittle, so it will break apart, but it's in larger pieces. And so then what we do, it goes into a tray, and it, you know, the temperature of the crematory will vary, but it's usually between 1400 to 1600 degrees.
And I can feel heat coming off of it now.
Because, so what happens is, we did a cremation last evening, and so you're still feeling the heat from that because it's absorbed into the brick. After the cremated remains are in the tray, we will come over, lay them out, and let them cool. Take out things like, for instance, I have pins in my knee. So if those things, titanium knees, discard any of that so that all the family would be getting back are the cremated remains, the bone. We process the cremated remains so they're in tinier fragments or powder-like, so that's really unidentifiable what it would be. So, and you know, and then what we do is we'll take the cremated remains and put the cremated remains in a bag, and we'll have an identification tag, which is like this, and it has a number on it, and it accompanies the body throughout the whole process. So it has our name on it, and it has the number on it, and so that we can always track who, you know, has been cremated. And then the cremated remains, this will go on those. So like if the family, let's say they moved out somewhere and somebody's always wondered who that was, we keep a cremation log, and it's always logged in who it is, who, what time we did the cremation. You know, many times we'll actually have to divide the cremated remains up, so we may divide them up into different little bags, so somebody may want to, you know, maybe somebody's scattering them, but you know, many times somebody wants just to keep a little bit of them. So there's actually cremation jewelry that we can get, or little keepsake urns, or there's actually a company called Memory Glass in California that we send away, and they do paperweights, which are really kind of cool. But everybody is different. You can have one somebody in the family that thinks that's really cool, and you have somebody else in the family that thinks it's the oddest thing they ever heard. You know, so it's no right or wrong. It's all personal, whatever somebody really wants.